Of all things, what's up? Scripture study. How dedicated are you? Are you a scripture whiz or scriptures, what, kind of person? This quiz will clue you in. Use the key at the end to find your score. 1. You're about to begin reading your scriptures. The first thing you do is A. Check to see what time it is, so you make sure you read for at least 10 minutes. B. Get on your knees and pray to understand what you read through the Spirit. C. Wonder if Laman and Lemuel will still murmur as you read 1 Nephi again. 2. You receive an impression to do something while reading the Book of Mormon. You make up your mind to A. Write it down so you don't forget. You always knew that scripture journal would come in handy. B. Do your best to remember it for at least a week. C. Read your scriptures more often, so you'll get more impressions like that, but then forget what you're supposed to do by the next day. 3. You get home from school. You're tired, and you have a load of homework to do. So you A. Take a nap, eat dinner, and do homework until you fall asleep. B. Do homework, eat dinner, and study scripture mastery verses for your seminary quiz in the morning. C. Take a nap, do your homework, eat dinner, and go to bed. You already read your scriptures in the morning when you were awake. 4. If someone picked up your set of scriptures, they would most likely say, A. Wow. Why are all these pages still stuck together? B. Hey, your bookmark is in Mosiah. Aren't we studying Alma in seminary now? C. There is a lot of underlining, and the binding is worn. You must use these a lot. Let's see how you did. Assign a number value to these following answers. 1. A equals 2, B equals 3 points, and C equals 1. 2. A equals 3 points, B equals 2 points, and C equals 1. 3. A equals 1, B equals 2 points, and C equals 3. 4. A equals 1, B equals 2 points, and C equals 3. If you scored 1 to 4 points, well, at least it sounds like you have scriptures. Now it's time to open them and feast on the words of Christ. There's a lot to learn, and much comfort can be found in the scriptures. Just read them, and you'll see. If you scored 5 to 8 points, you're trying to read your scriptures. Good job, but you still have some work to do. Set aside some time to really get into the scriptures, and remember to pray before you study. If you scored 9 to 12 points, there is so much to learn from the scriptures, and you're making a great start. Keep up the good work. Remember to study the scriptures daily, and to start sharing them with others to stay scripture powerful. The most important thing every one of us can do is to examine our own commitment and devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. How is it with us? Ensigne, May 2000, page 31. It happened in February. February 16, 1832. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon received a vision of the Savior on the right hand of God, and a magnificent revelation on the 3 degrees of glory, recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76. February 8, 1846. Brigham Young, then president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, dedicated completed portions of the Nauvoo Temple in a private ceremony. Many saints received temple blessings before being forced out of Nauvoo, Illinois. February 20, 1977. The Brussels, Belgium stake was organized, becoming the first stake in Belgium. February 13, 1981. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895-1985, broke ground for the Papiti Tahiti Temple. February 21, 1990. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926-2004, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, dedicated Swaziland in southern Africa for the preaching of the gospel. It's great to delegate. Learning to delegate assignments is an important part of being a leader. In the Book of Mormon and in the New Testament, Jesus Christ offered the perfect example of involving his disciples. He shared work with them. He gave them specific things to do. He trusted them. By following the Savior's example and delegating to your class and quorum members, the job will get done and everyone will grow in ability. You can delegate effectively if you know and understand the assignment, ask someone to accept the assignment, are specific, explain exactly what needs to be accomplished, set a date for completion, have the person report to you after completing the assignment. One on God's side is a majority. Wendell Phillips, 1811 to 1844, in John Bartlett, Compilations, Familiar Questions, 14th edition, 1968, page 659. End of All Things.